morning, everybody, and happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Hello.
Hello. We'll just give it another moment to let any others join. Good morning again, everybody, and thank you for joining us. And it looks like we may have a quorum here, so Richard, I'll let you take it away.
Well, I don't have an agenda in front of me. Hang on a second. I mean, well, Thomas, can you take the sure. Do the roll call? Thanks.
Sure, absolutely. You got it. Okay, Richard.
I'm here.
Jeffrey.
I'm here.
Jill Brammer.
I'm here.
Jim Sayre. I don't see Jim and Janine Mortimer. I don't see Janine.
All right, I'm going to pull up the agenda here on another computer. Slowly opening. Okay, I out of order, but yeah, call to order. Call the audience. Is there a member of the audience that wishes to speak? Now is the time. Okay. Administrative report.
All right. Thank you very much, Richard. And good morning again, everybody. The first item is an update on our parking service agent staffing levels. We just hired two parking service agent one positions. They started last week, so this is their second week. We had four open positions, and we had five make the list, and we offered those positions, but only two accepted. So we still have two remaining positions open for PSA ones. And we opened recruitment for that already. We're receiving applications. That closes this week, I believe, potentially next week. I have to double check the date. But we're set for early December to conduct interviews and make selections and make offers. So looking to hire two new PSA1s in December. We currently also have two PSA2 positions open. We had two PSA2s recently leave for other opportunities. The thing is about PSA2s is you have to be a PSA1 for 1 year prior to becoming a PSA2. So we don't have any PSA1s that are approaching that 1 year mark very soon. So we're going to be short PSA2s for a little bit. Internally, we are looking at restructuring the position, reclassifying it, where there wouldn't be a breakdown between a one and a two. It would all be under one position, and that would relieve us from having to, have a year in service prior to getting that next level. There wouldn't be a next level. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at that in terms of retention, because the pay rate would be higher, looking at $1 to $2 higher, and that's the main one of the main issues we've heard from the folks that are leaving, is the pay rate. So I'm looking to hire those two folks in December and look at a possible reclassification. I'll definitely provide updates as we go along. And I'll take any questions about staffing. Okay, the next item is the residential parking program update. And I just wanted to share my screen real quick, bring up a map. I'm zooming in on the Iron Horse neighborhood, just south of Tucson High School. We have 10th Street, and there are new permit signs along 10th. That was requested from Iron Horse. Along the park here in 10th, we have new permit signs. So I just wanted to let you guys know about that. That went up a couple months ago. Basically, if a neighborhood is requesting these, and GR, correct me if I'm wrong, these are non-residential permits?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, sorry about that. It's non-residential permits. It's not residential permits. But it does obviously impact where residents can park because they were parking here and kind of protecting this park. And those permits are good up until, I think, 10 p.m., which is when there's no parking at all near the park. So that's just one update for permits. Regarding landscaping your permit signs, as we drive around and as we do our patrols, we do notice that there are quite a few of our signs obstructed by landscaping. It is the owners, the residential owners' responsibility to maintain their landscaping in the right of way. So if it's okay with this committee, my plan is to reach out to neighborhood associations, asking them to reach out to their members, their neighbors, to try to trim the landscaping around the permit signs, which would help us out and help all the residents out. So that is a city code that the homeowner needs to maintain their landscaping in the right of way. So that's the plan, to ask for neighbors for help with that. Any questions on that? Okay, the next item is a quick update about the City of Tucson Neighborhood Streets Resurfacing Project in the Rincon Heights neighborhood. I'm going to share the map once again. I'm going to move over to Rincon Heights. And we're just south of the University of Arizona here, essentially the neighborhood south of the U of A. Rincon Heights is receiving a road resurfacing treatment. It affects pretty much all the side streets in the Rincon Heights neighborhood. It bleeds into Pye Allen a little bit, but we've been noticing or providing notices to the residents as this project kicked off. It is quite inconvenient a little bit for the residents and the non-student, the non-residential commuters. So what we've done is, in our communication, because there's so many road closures during the business hours, we've allowed anybody to park in residential permit areas. So if a non-residential area was impacted, we advise those permit holders to park in the residential permit areas, and vice versa, whatever is needed to be done. The contractor places no parking signs at least 48 to 72 hours in advance on the street, giving those folks a little bit of notice so they're not totally caught off guard. But we've provided these emails and notices to permit holders through emails, and as well to the neighborhood association for some outreach. We have had some complaints, but we're dealing with it as best we can. It hasn't been completely out of control, but we do expect that project to finish up here later this month. So that's been an impact to the Rincon Heights neighborhood. I did ask the question of the contractor whether this could have been performed during non-school times, but unfortunately the temperatures needed for the asphalt require a little bit of cooler temperatures than our summer, but I did try hard to try to convince them to not do this type of work when school is in session. But once again, the temperature limits for that type of work require a little bit cooler temperatures. And I'll take any questions about those items.
I do have a question, Tom.
Oh, yes.
So CCR meets tonight. You mind if I bring up give them a heads up on the landscaping?
Oh, yeah, please, Jeffrey. That would be great. Thank you. All right, Richard, shall we move on?
Yeah, neighborhood reinvestment.
Okay, no visuals here, but I wanted to let everyone know that two neighborhoods have started projects, or at least the process of starting projects to take advantage of the neighborhood reinvestment funds. And those two neighborhoods are Sam Hughes and Armory Park. They've both asked for their full $30,000 allowable per year to conduct sidewalk repairs. So both those neighborhoods chose sidewalk repairs as their projects, and quite a lot of sidewalk. I've heard over 2,000 feet of sidewalk is going to be accomplished in these projects. So they are working with Jesse Soto. They sent me the email per the instructions with all the required information, and they've been handed over to Jesse with our neighborhood program. And work has not started yet, but they do have a contractor on board, and Armory Park and Sam Hughes are planned to finish that work within a few months. No other neighborhoods have asked to start a project this fiscal year, which is good. I don't know if that's lucky or not. I'll take it as that. So it's worked out so far so good. In July, that cap kind of zeroes out, and we can start again. And as you know, it's kind of a first-come, first-served program. So Armory Park and Sam Hughes will be put back down to the bottom of the list in terms of priority if additional neighborhoods request projects. So just wanted to report the good news that Armory Park and Sam Hughes are using their funds. That reaches the max allowable cap per year that Park Tucson allows, the $60,000. So those funds are accounted for, and I'll take any questions about the project.
I don't have a question, but I do think it's interesting that those two neighborhoods were the first people in, as they always are.
Yes, they were really quick on the trigger. Right when the letters were issued, they responded within the week.
Yeah, they're definitely on it. All right, 20-260.
Yeah, review of Tucson parking code 20-260. That's the stopping, standing, and parking. Prohibited between the curb and sidewalk or in an unimproved pedestrian area, impeding continuous pedestrian use. I don't have too much of an update. I have reached out to our legal team for a draft of the amendment. I have not yet received that. I don't know if much momentum is happening right now with the proposed change. So I don't really have an update at this time. I know we wanted to keep that on the agenda. I do plan to have a copy of that amendment, proposed amendment, next commission meeting. And I'll take any guidance or suggestions about this topic, or if anybody wants to review the code again.
Yeah, I have that. I should have sent it to you.
And I'll
try to get on it today. I got a kind of a busy day, but in the next day or so, I will get that out to you somewhere on my desktop.
Thanks. It's quicker than my
Tucson Commission is not a legislative body. And I think that is the sticking point with this whole thing, is that the electeds don't really want to pursue it because it's a lot of noise. A lot of people will be very upset.
Right.
And there's other stuff going on, you know.
Absolutely.
Everybody has a limited world.
Yeah, I'll make sure to try to keep a pulse on where the momentum is with that and provide updates to the committee if I hear anything.
Okay.
Tom, this is Jim.
Hi, Jim.
I was just gonna say, I think at some point the attorneys did draft what it would have to look like, the change would have to look like, and provided that to us. So I suspect it's already there. It's just a matter of them, you know, rounding it up.
Got it. Thank you, Jim. I'll definitely follow up with them, see if anything's happening, but I haven't heard back anything. They must be busy, too.
Again, I have that exact text, so I'll get it out.
Thank you, Richard.
School parking impacts.
Okay, I wanted to share a specific example of a project that's probably going to happen. It's already being pursued. I brought up my map again, and we're looking at Mansfield Middle School. And the principal of Mansfield Middle School has connected with our traffic engineering team and is currently working on a petition in the neighborhood for two changes to traffic direction in this around their parking lot. So I'm circling the Mansfield Middle School parking lot, which is where the student pickups and drop-offs mainly occur. We do know that they do occur on other streets, but they are directed to use their parking lot. And what Mansfield's requesting is a one-way street in this alley. Right now, it is technically two-way, but they want to use this alley in a one-way direction to facilitate traffic flow, and also make Mountain a one-way. So I'll have to reconnect with my traffic engineering team to confirm the direction of travel, but I believe the direction of travel is going to be from west to east, and then Mountain to the north, to make sure that the vehicles that are involved in traffic, school pickups, are contained to this area. They don't leach out south into the neighborhood. So I believe they're going to be directed, if this passes, to enter the alley, proceed down the alley, and potentially go up Mountain back out to 6th. There currently is a dumpster. There are a couple dumpsters in this location that they're going to have to move if this passes. But that's just one example that I'm aware of right now of a school connecting with the city to make some changes to traffic flow to try to help improve school pickups and drop-offs. And I'll keep you guys updated on that when that goes through and with other details. I don't have an update for Tucson High, but we do know that the police is patrolling the area around Tucson High. They confirmed that with me. They make periodic appearances, and Tucson High is aware that they have to continue their education, proper pickups and drop-offs around their school with the parents and students. And I'll take any questions about the neighborhood impacts.
Tom, I have one thought that just came to mind. Tucson High used to have two staff members as crossing guards on the north side on 6th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the city put those and all the road improvements in and put the more improved hot crossing, the school has eliminated those two positions there. I'm just wondering if maybe they could bring them back, but reassign them to the south somehow in there. I don't know how they necessarily would help, but maybe they can direct traffic or move people along. Or I was just thinking they've always had those, and then they got rid of them, so it's not like, I don't think they could argue we don't have the money for them kind of thing.
Thank you so much, Jim. I didn't know that they used to have traffic guards up on 6th. As far as 8th, that was one of the suggestions we brought to Tucson during our meeting right before the school year started. We asked if they can provide traffic control to keep the cars, to use the curb efficiently as far west as possible to wave them down. And once again, they did mention financial constraints, budget issues with that labor. But I didn't know that they had previously had guards up on 6th. They didn't bring that up during the meeting, of course, but they were pretty quick to respond that they didn't have the resources for that. But I'll contact them again and bring that up and see if they can look at that again and see what they say.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Yeah, 8th Street is definitely the focus where we wanted some improvements. We also asked if they would consider additional pedestrian gates towards the southwest corner of their property so that students exit their property at the west end of 8th so that the cars naturally meet them there. So I'll follow up on that also. They also mentioned budget constraints with that type of project. And there were several other propositions that we came up with that I will follow up with. Most of them were met with budget constraint issues. But I'll definitely bring that up with the crossing guards. I think those are very helpful.
On the Rossbridge side of the world, Bean is incredibly parked up these days. It's interesting. Something must have changed in terms of the parking stress.
Oh, really? So not as many parking complaints around Rossbridge?
You know, not just part. Yeah, I mean, there's a spot on the side that people would normally park on. This sign, no parking, because it's not possible to be a legal parking spot because you can't fit in it and not and get into the alley or get into the driveway of the church. And it's been double parked lately, and that doesn't normally happen. You park the two cars in a space that even one car won't fit in because they overhang the two entrances.
We'll take a look at that. I can ask my team to go visit that area and take a look and see what's going on and cite and warn as necessary.
And the other thing that's happening is people are parking on private property.
Hmm.
Because there's a house that's on the on the 5th side that is not currently occupied. And so people park on that property, which makes it really fun to come up the east-west alley and then turn to get onto the north-south because they're parked so tightly there's no space to make the turn.
Thank you for that, Richard. We will definitely have our team check that out and see what's going on over there. See if we can address that and address any safety concerns.
I appreciate that, but I also understand that you're understaffed, so, you know, do what you need to do to get your job done.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Future agenda items. Not really hearing any. I guess we're at the point of adjournment.
Yeah, unless there's any other questions.
I don't have for me.
Nope, I'm good.
Okay,
have a good day, everyone.
Thank you. See you soon. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, everybody.